Sadly, in the last 2 weeks, five motorcyclists in Scotland have lost their lives when they've been involved in a crash. And I kind of really would like to take this opportunity just really to put out a safety message to all kind of motorcyclists that are going to be out in the roads over the next few weeks and towards the end of the summer period.
Motorcyclists are considered obviously vulnerable road users. So first of all, what can we do as drivers to help keep them safe?
Okay, well, can I, certainly as a driver, if you're on, kind of particularly at the weekends or the evenings, if you're on a kind of rural type country road, just to be aware that motorcyclists will be out and about. I mean, more so when the weather's better, but generally any time. They ask you to kind of take, you know, good looks in your mirrors to make sure what's happening behind you. If you see a motorcyclist overtaking you, just to give them room to pull back in. And likewise, if you're pulling out from a junction, I mean, it's the old advert from years ago, you know, think one, think twice, think bike. Bikes are narrow, they're difficult to see, and also it's difficult for motorists at times to judge the speed and the distance at which the motorcyclist is approaching. So really, from a motorist perspective, you really have to be careful at a junction, take a right good look, and if you see a bike, make sure that you give time to consider, you know, the speed that's approaching the junction and how far away it is from you. And if you think of the rule for a motorcycle, for a car driver, is if you think that by pulling out from a junction you're going to cause another road user to have to slow down or alter their position on the road, you must stay where you are and wait until they have passed, until it's safe for you to move out.
And what can motorcyclists do to keep themselves safer?
Okay, now, from a motorcyclist perspective, I mean, can I quote some statistics here? I mean, you know, during 2015, you know, last year, 7% of all casualties on Scottish roads were motorcyclists. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a big figure, but in general, kind of motorcyclists, in terms of how they account for, you know, road users in Scotland, are less than 1% of all road traffic. So what I'm basically saying is there's not that many motorcyclists on the road in general, but they are involved in a high number of kind of serious crashes. Now, from our experience, the two general themes that we see each year are an overtaking type manoeuvres and also on bends, particularly left-hand bends, and these are all in country, kind of rural type roads. And also from a motorcyclist perspective, I would like them all to be aware that now crashes can happen for a number of reasons, but again, kind of we know that each year, 75% or 75% of all motorcycle crashes have been caused by the actions of the motorcyclist. And again, that's during overtakes and also on left-hand bends. So the safety message is, if you're a motorcyclist and you're going to be overtaking a car in front, you must be 100% certain that you can see far enough ahead in the road, that you can see that all the junctions to the left and to the right-hand side are clear, and that you are certain that the car you're going to overtake, you know, there's a gap in front of it to pull back in, and you're certain that the car driver will not be turning into a junction on the right as you pass it. Sadly, that does happen from year to year, and that motorcyclists will be overtaking a car as the car driver's looking in the mirror and about to turn right again. So from a motorcyclist perspective, again, if you're having any doubt at all about the manoeuvre that you're about to carry out, the quote we use in the police as we do our own training is, if in doubt, hold back. Your overtake must be 100% certain that you can complete it with safety.
And as I understand it, Police Scotland will be taking a proactive approach to this over the next couple of weeks. Do you want to tell me a wee bit about that?
Okay. Yep. During the summer months within Scotland, kind of road policing has what we call Operation Zenith, and it's a motorcyclist engagement campaign. Again, Scotland has fantastic motorcycling roads. We get plenty of visitors to our own roads, kind of up the west coast and down in the borders as well. So what we do is we deploy police officers on both marked and unmarked motorbikes, and also in the cars as well, to patrol these routes during the times where we know that the motorcyclists are going to be out.